At the final destination of the march, Mr. Mugabe, who turned 92 this year, told his supporters that those who want him to retire should court, go and hang.
I belong to my people. My people say stay here. I'm not a Briton. I don't like to be an American. I'm not a Yankee. I'm not a Briton. I told Blair to keep his England so I can keep my Zimbabwe. Because, you know, so I belong to Zimbabwe. So they say I must go. The outsiders, why do they want, President Zimbabwe to stand down, to resign, retire?
The president also accused those pushing factional agendas in his party of committing treason. His wife, Grace Mugabe, who today described her husband as irreplaceable, is reportedly leading a faction called Generation 40 or G40 that wants to take over from the veteran leader once he leaves office, while Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is reportedly leading another camp calling itself Team Lacoste. ZANU-PF Youth League Secretary Kudzai Chipanga accused some unnamed ministers of wasting the country's resources by holding unnecessary conferences in luxury hotels and buying expensive vehicles at the expense of service delivery. Chipanga also asked President Mugabe to ensure that youth had access to land to do farming and build houses, which was later promised by Mr. Mugabe.
Now what you are saying is that you are mature people now, no longer within the custody of the family. And in your own right, you deserve to be considered as deserving landowners.
On unemployment, the president told his supporters that youth should create their own jobs. Ahead of the 2013 national elections, Mr. Mugabe promised Zimbabweans that his administration would create more than 2 million new jobs. But today, the story was different.
Those are lines that can be pursued also for self-employment. And when you're thus self-employed, you develop in a small way, employ 2, 3, 4 people, and eventually you can establish a little business, a little company for yourself. We want to see that.
Some ZANU-PF supporters who were part of the march praised their leader, Makonde legislator Kindness Paradza, told Studio 7 that today's demonstration was a clear message to the international community that President Mugabe was there to stay.
It means that they failed to dislodge him, and the regime change agenda has failed. And as you can see, people have come in their millions to support him, and we are so happy that we are here, and we are going to support him until Amen.
This was also echoed by Godfrey Chimwanda from Mashonaland East Province.
We are marching in solidarity with the President R.G. Mugabe, the revolutionary tried and tested liberator, the only beacon of hope in Africa, United States of Africa, our President Robert Gabriel Mugabe.
Some of the demonstrators allegedly assaulted suspected opposition supporters who were doing their own business in the central business district, while some buses and truck drivers that were ferrying people to the demonstration allegedly refused to pay road user fees at toll gates. ZANU-PF had targeted to bring 1 million people to the demonstration that was dubbed 1 million men march, but Chipanga said they faced the logistical problems resulting in many people failing to attend the event. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.